This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up a little bit later on. We hope to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, thedetroitbureau.com. He's in Canada and traveling at the moment, so he may be going through the border crossing, but we're going to take a shot at it anyway. Paul, of course, is one of the most esteemed automotive journalists in the world, and he'll be joining us a little later on in this hour of the program. But right off the bat, we're going to be telling you all about DriveShare, so you're not going to want to miss that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to welcome Peter Zawatsky, the Director of Smart Mobility for Hagerty, and also involved with DriveShare with Hagerty. Hi there, Peter. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't we begin with the story of DriveShare? How long has DriveShare been around, and how long has it been part of the Hagerty portfolio?
DriveShare has actually been around since about 2015. It's been part of Hagerty since 2007.
Very good. And for those of our listeners, and there are many who don't quite understand the concept of what we're talking about here, this is not an Uber or Lyft competitor. This is meant for automotive enthusiasts. It's an opportunity for owners to loan out their vehicles and earn some extra money from fellow car enthusiasts. And it's also an opportunity for anybody who's ever dreamed of owning a classic car, a collectible car, or something exotic, and have not had the opportunity to buy it. You can actually rent the vehicle from a fellow car enthusiast. It's a very unique idea and a very unique platform that you've invented here, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to think about it is Airbnb for cars you actually want to drive. You know, a lot of times these cars are sitting in people's garages, not being used. This is a great way to be able to monetize it. And then what's really nice is the people that are renting these cars are real automotive enthusiasts. So they treat the car the way it's supposed to be treated. They enjoy the car. That's kind of the whole point of the entire program.
Terrific. And if folks log on to DriveShare.com, they can actually put in their location, and it will give them a list of vehicles that are available for rent in their particular area. Tell us a little bit more about that, Peter.
Yeah, so what ends up happening is we offer a lot of flexibility. So the actual owner of the vehicle can choose if they want to let somebody rent their car to drive. They can choose to let it be rented for a photo shoot, a wedding. They can even do a chauffeured rental. So it's really up to the owner what they want to do with the car. And then when they list the car, they choose what days it's available to rent, how much does it rent for on a daily basis, how many miles can the car be driven, is the car available for delivery, not for delivery. We give the owner as much flexibility as we can, so that way they can promote their own vehicles.
That's fantastic. And what's been the reaction from the enthusiast base of owners that have signed up with DriveShare?
It's been actually fantastic. I mean, we've had nothing but five-star reviews on the platform. I would like to think that's mostly because of the fact that we're really attracting those enthusiasts that are renting these vehicles. Want to experience something new. Maybe it's a car that they used to have and they would love to be able to drive it again for the weekend. Maybe it's a car that they're shopping for and they kind of want to take a test drive before they go out and spend the money to purchase one. But the nice advantage is this is a great way to be able to also monetize your vehicle. You know, we've had a lot of people who listed their car and initially were very hesitant about letting somebody else drive the car. Obviously, we all have reservations about that. You know, some of us, you know, really baby our vehicles and we can't imagine somebody else behind the wheel. Some of us don't. Some of us have one or two cars and, you know, look at it as, okay, well, this is an opportunity for me to make some money on the car that's sitting in my garage. So we had one person that listed a couple cars, only wanted to do weddings and photo shoots. And they had a couple rentals. You know, they earned a couple $100 for every single one of the rentals. Somebody contacted them and was asking, well, could I drive it? I don't want to go far. I just want to drive it around, you know, an area, enjoy the car, maybe go out to lunch. And the owner and the potential renter met beforehand. The owner was very comfortable with that person. They went for a little test drive. Then he goes, okay, you know what? I will make the car available for a driving rental. Rented it out to this person. And really quickly, that owner saw the value in that and went ahead and actually purchased another vehicle to add to his collection just so he could rent it out for driving rentals. So, you know, we allow people to kind of take baby steps into the program if they want. We also have other members who jump in with 2 feet and list three or four cars to rent and are renting them out all the time. I think one of our most one of our highest volume owners has about 10 or 12 vehicles listed on the program, but the average is just right around one vehicle listed per person.
That sounds very, very cool and very unique. There's really nothing out there like this in the automotive marketplace. And the fact that you're giving the owners such flexibility must be, of course, being greeted with wonderful success because you're really putting them in the driver's seat. I know a lot of classic car owners that are very protective of their vehicle, but you can kind of take those baby steps as you described with that last case. You can start out just by doing weddings or photo shoots or chauffeured events, but eventually once you gain the trust of DriveShare and once you gain the trust of your fellow auto enthusiasts, it's going to be renting it from you. And the fact that there's a personal one-to-one connection here happening, it certainly seems like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, this platform is really built for enthusiasts. And, you know, we built a platform around that idea, right? We want to be able to give them the tools. We want to be able to give them that flexibility. But the other thing is we want to encourage people to communicate. You know, not only communicate, but when they go to pick up a car, what we always say is, you know, take the person that's renting your car, go for a test drive, go for 5 minutes, and make sure you're comfortable with them in your car. You know, we really try to emphasize that human connection, that human liability is really important. But on top of that human liability component that we push, you know, we are also protected with our insurance coverage. You know, every single rental is covered for both physical and liability. And then we also include roadside service and support because if something was to happen, if a car did break down, you know, one of those cases, we do have roadside service, Hagerty roadside service and support available for every single rental. We do have insurance protection. So, you know, people can feel confident when they take the car out.
And what's the price range? Does it vary greatly between the most affordable vehicle that you can rent to perhaps a more modern-day exotic vehicle?
It really is all across the board. I think our entry price point is, you know, right around $100 or so. of, you know, we have some vehicles within that range. Our average, I would say, is right around the 200 to 300 mark. You can get a wide selection of vehicles, everything from vintage Camaros, vintage Mustangs, vintage little British roadsters, a little bit of everything in between. And then, yes, so obviously we do have some more higher-end vehicles at the top end of the scale.
Terrific. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to tell you folks all about DriveShare. It's flyshare.com. Check it out, and we'll circle back with more questions with Peter after we take a quick break for some important messages. If you have a question, 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. And you can find us around the world at GCNlive.com as well. Of course, we have lots of stations that take us on tape delay and lots of podcast subscribers. So no matter when you are joining us and you have a question, you can always email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at bob@autoworldradio.com. And I will get that question answered by the expert that we had on the program, or whatever the question may be, we'll get it taken care of for you. Peter Zadzowski of DriveShare is with us. Peter's also the director of Smart Mobility for Hagerty Classic Car Insurance, and always a great supporter of this program, and certainly the best, in my opinion, classic car insurance company out there in the world. And as a matter of fact, the publication that we have Dave Kinney on quite often, that is put out by the Hagerty folks, is now one of the largest, or the largest, circulated magazines in the entire world when it comes to all things automotive. So congratulations on all those bullet points. Peter, it might make sense for you to walk us through the process here from the perspective of being a renter. You mentioned a number of reasons why you might want to do it. Maybe this is a car that you've always dreamed of driving and don't see yourself having the finances to actually purchase one. Or, as you pointed out, this is a great way to take it to the next level. You do have every reason in the world to expect that someday you are going to own one of these vehicles, but it would be nice to test it out for a short period of time. So for the renter, it's really a great opportunity.
Yeah, and for the renter, it's actually a very easy process. I mean, it's as simple as just going out to DriveShare.com. You can do a search via zip code. You can do a search by make or model. You can find the car that you're interested in. Once you click the car you're interested in, you can create an account right there, or if you already had an account created, you can contact the owner. You choose what day you want to be able to pick it up, what day you want to drop it off, the time. Do you want to get the car delivered? Are you willing to meet somebody? You send them a message. The owner then receives that information. The owner can then either respond to the request or he can just approve the request. As soon as the request is approved, the renter will actually just get a text message on their phone. And there's some simple things that they have to follow to be able to get their driver's license verified. We do verify every single driver that does rent a car on the platform. We verify their identity and their vehicle, their driving record. It's a quick process, and in some states, the process is as quick as 5 minutes. And once that is all conducted, and the renter puts in their payment information and reserves the car, the trip is booked and confirmed. Once it's booked and confirmed, you just kind of wait for that day to pop up. You can download our mobile app and do everything via our mobile app. But when you do end up meeting the owner and going through kind of the rental process, going through the test drive, we have a mobile app that actually helps you go through that whole thing. It asks you to take some photos of the car. That's to be able to protect both parties in the transaction just in case there is any type of damage that happens. We ask you to go for a test drive. So we've tried to streamline the process as much as possible to help people, but also at the same time to collect all the information that is, you know, really necessary in this type of transaction.
Sounds very cool indeed. Now take us from the perspective of being somebody out there who's listening to us right now. They've got a classic car. As you said, perhaps it's sitting more than it's being driven personally by the owner. And here's a great opportunity for folks to make some money off their classic car and have it done in a very protective and contained way. So what's the first thing that an owner would do? Of course, they should go on to DriveShare.com, and then what happens?
There's actually a simple process to be able to list their vehicle. We make it quite easy. You upload a description, or you type in a description of your vehicle. You upload a couple photos onto the site. You choose how much you want to rent it for. We obviously give you a recommended price for your vehicle. We ask you for the value of your vehicle. There's about four quick steps to guide you through the process. Once your vehicle is submitted, it doesn't go live onto the website right away. It does go through the DriveShare team. We take a look at that listing. We review the photos. We review the information. We usually contact the owner directly to be able to help them with the listing, guide them through the process, introduce them to DriveShare. But once the vehicle is up and live, it's ready to be seen by anybody visiting the site. But at the same time, we also encourage the people that are listing the site to be able to market the vehicle themselves. At the end of the day, an individual has the ability to self-market via, let's say, Facebook or Craigslist or a variety of different platforms to drive traffic to their own vehicle on the platform to be able to engage and have more rentals, which is really nice. And you never know. Your rental may, turn somebody else into a fellow car owner. I've had people that have rented one of my vehicles, fell in love with the vehicle, and then 3 weeks later they went out and bought their first class of car because of the experience they had renting one of my cars.
That's so cool.
That's really great.
Absolutely. So it's a pretty streamlined process. You list your car, you wait for requests to come in, and you review them. And then the good thing, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, you're connecting the two parties together, the owner of the car and the car enthusiast that's going to be renting from that person. So that really gives the renter a whole lot of power.
It does. In no way do we intend this to be a blind transaction. We want the two individuals to chat. In a lot of cases, what will end up happening is after that first request happens, they may pass along their, a cell phone number or an email address to be able to communicate more openly and freely. I've communicated with a lot of people about my cars that I rent out on the platform, and it's mostly about asking, how hard is it to drive, or, I've never driven an MG before, but I've driven a Triumph, are they identical, and so on and so forth. So it's nice to be able to have that open dialogue and conversation to make everybody comfortable with the transaction.
Excellent. And Peter, how is the collection of payment handled on the part of DriveShare?
So everything, again, is done through the platform. We ask the renter to submit payment information when they're making the booking request. When that booking request is made, we actually do charge that person. So even if that rental is, let's say, 2 months out or 3 months out, we do hold that capital in advance and then pay it out.
Terrific. Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us here and telling us all about DriveShare. We're going to be hearing lots more about it in the months ahead and do a bunch more interviews. And I understand you're going to hook me up with a ride, too, so that we'll be reporting on as well. Peter, thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you for having me on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bipartisan pair of governors are calling on the federal government to provide more funding to states who have seen dramatic falls in state revenue amid the coronavirus outbreak and have shouldered much of the cost related to fighting it. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, chairman of the National Governors Association, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, vice chair, said in a statement, the recently passed Federal CARES Act contains zero funding to offset the drastic state revenue shortfalls. To stabilize state budgets and to make sure states have the resources to battle the virus and provide the services American people rely on, Congress must provide immediate fiscal assistance directly to each state. Hogan and Cuomo called on Congress to appropriate over $500 billion specifically for states and territories to meet their budget shortfalls. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
You better believe it. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We're telling you about DriveShare in the first two segments of the program. You'll be hearing more about that in the weeks and months to come. But right now, it's my pleasure to bring forth one of the world's most esteemed automotive journalists, contributor to all kinds of publications and websites worldwide, as well as National Public Radio. He's got the great website, thedetroitbureau.com, which recently has undergone a bit of a facelift and is looking very good. And Paul Eisenstein joins us from the road right now. I understand, Paul, that you've been traveling in Canada today. Tell us a little bit about that.
believe it or not, Bob, I finally made it home. This is only my my first night back in Detroit after about 2 weeks. I've been everywhere from where did I start out with? I started out on the new Lincoln Aviator Drive 2 weeks ago, up in Napa Valley, then down to L.A. for an event, back up to Pebble Beach with a Concours, and then over to Canada, first time, where I was able to drive a whole bunch of new Volvos. We'll be having some reviews going up tomorrow, in fact, on that. And then over into the Toronto area, and now back in Detroit.
Wow, that's very cool. Tell us a little bit about Pebble Beach 2019. I, of course, was not able to make it this time around, but was it the usual millionaires versus the billionaires? And what were some of the car news stories?
Absolutely, Bob. anybody who's ever had a chance to be out in Pebble Beach is going to be overwhelmed by by a couple of things. Number one, it's just the wonderful, incredible, rare and exotic classics that we see all over the Monterey Peninsula. What started out 69 years ago as a one-day Concours became the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, has now turned into I like to call it a 10-day week. There are 10 days of events all over the peninsula. The Quail Motorsport Gathering, the Concorso Italiano, various drives, the Lemons Race, all sorts of things for pretty much any taste you can imagine. And that doesn't include all the automakers who show up there to preview new products. We saw new offerings from Aston Martin, where I got a sneak peek, which unfortunately I can't talk about in any detail, but I actually got to see the new Aston Martin SUV called the DBX in a prototype form. We saw the Bugatti Centro Dieci, which was their 110-year anniversary limited edition car. We saw just all sorts of things. Infiniti. Oh my gosh, can't even keep up with all the different products that made their debut out there. But when it comes down to everything, the big event is the Pebble Beach Concours. It always has been. And it was a year of Bentley. Marked their 100th anniversary, and Bentley did win. In fact, big Bentley 8 won the Best in Show. But there was something like, 40 to 50 Bentleys out of about 200 cars at the Concours this year.
What a great tribute for Bentley's 100th anniversary.
Yeah, it really is. It's it's an amazing brand that nearly disappeared a couple of times during its history. The original founder, W.O. Bentley, struggled endlessly to keep it alive. It eventually got taken over by its arch rival, Rolls-Royce. And pretty much in the years from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s, Bentley all but didn't exist. It was just a fragment of the operation that Rolls put together. They finally, in the 80s, started bringing back some Bentley models and were surprised by the reaction that they got. Well, unfortunately for Rolls, they probably created their single biggest arch rival, because once the government-owned Rolls-Royce Motor Company was sold off and then broken up, you recall, Rolls-Royce went to BMW and Bentley went to Volkswagen, and now they are absolute arch rivals once again, each with a very distinctive identity, each with their own very distinctive products. And so it's been fascinating to watch Bentley make a real comeback in that class, being the number one seller right now.
Absolutely, and certainly when you look at the Bentleys produced under the realm of the Volkswagen Group, the first generation Continental GT was a huge success We're now in another generation of that vehicle, and certainly some of the other models that they've had along the way have also been truly jewel-like. And the thing that always blows me away when you're behind the wheel of a Bentley, in particular, let's say a Continental. I remember once in Boston I had a Continental GTC convertible, a limited edition vehicle, and here's a vehicle, you know, tipping the scales at 6,000 pounds and has a W12 engine and all-wheel drive and just feels like a locomotive with its sturdiness as you drive it down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. What's amazing, though, is how graceful they turn out to be. They're starting to put more attention on lightweighting the vehicles with this latest generation. And I think you're going to see a lot of dramatic things happen with Bentley over the next generation or two of products. Like all their competitors in that super premium market, they're going to have to start doing things with electrification. So stay tuned about that, but we know we already have a plug-in hybrid version of the Bentayga, their first ever SUV, and I think we're going to be seeing even more electrified Bentley models going forward. By the way, I did have a chance to drive the new Bentley GTC, their convertible, from L.A. to Pebble Beach, and then the GT first edition from the Pebble Beach Concours all the way up to the San Francisco airport. So these are pretty impressive products. It's a lot of fun to drive.
Absolutely. I'm curious for your driving notes on the 2020 Lincoln Aviator, as Lincoln continues to be a brand reinventing itself and using the crossover as their major weapon here.
Yeah, very definitely. It wasn't all that long ago, three decades ago, that Lincoln and Cadillac were the dominant brands in the luxury market in the U.S. Today, they're both struggling for a revival. They continue to try to find the right formula. And Lincoln, I think up until maybe 2 years ago, a lot of us were really skeptical. You may recall Alan Mulally, the former Boeing executive that they brought in to run the brand, to run Ford Motor Company just before the Great Recession, nearly dumped the Lincoln brand. He sold off all the Europeans. He shut down the Mercury brand, and he had to be very, very, very strong-armed to keep Lincoln in the family. There were some improvements, some things that we saw that were good, some not so good. They missed the mark tremendously with the Continental when they brought it out a couple of years ago. But some of the new SUVs are really nailing it. I have to tell you, Bob, I think they have a winner with the Aviator. This is their first three-row model except for the big Navigator. The question is, will consumers buy it? I'd love to hear from some of your listeners. Would they consider buying a Lincoln Aviator or a Lincoln of any form? Or has the brand, its image been damaged too much that people just simply won't come over to it?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and you know, just looking around at some owners recently, whenever I get a chance to see a new vehicle, I always get a chance to check out who is the buyer of that vehicle. But I'm seeing a lot more younger people being pulled into the Lincoln brand, which is definitely good news for the Lincoln folks, because that's what they're going to need. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about lots more with Paul Eisenstein.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rest.
rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords?
We're back with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of DetroitZero.com. I want to remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare. That's what we were talking about a little earlier in the hour, by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securing car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income, or rent and use a special code AutoWorld to save 50%. Not 50%, I wish I could give you 50%. $50 off your next rental. That's all capitals AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Paul Eisenstein is with us, telling us about his latest travels, his drive of the Lincoln. like an aviator and drive and sneak peek, look at a number of other vehicles on the Monterey Peninsula. And certainly, Paul, it's been a busy period, as it always is this time of the year for journalists. But meanwhile, back government-wise, we're seeing tariffs being tossed around between China and the U.S., and of course we see the U.S. response, whatever that may be. I couldn't tell you.
Unfortunately, Bob, right now for the auto industry and auto buyers, it's not a good time. The tariffs that the Trump administration have used to start a bit of a trade war have resulted in increased costs in many, many cases, particularly for goods coming in from China. If you have been over to your parts store lately, there's a good chance, especially with Chinese-made goods, you may see you're paying more than you were just a few months ago. The Chinese just reacted to some of the threats the president made by increasing tariffs on, $75 billion worth of goods coming into China from the U.S., which can potentially impact manufacturing and employment here in the U.S., particularly in the auto industry. They reinstated heavy tariffs that they had lifted as a good faith gesture a few months back, as they see that the Trump administration wants to accelerate the trade war. And that means that the odds are that some vehicles produced in the United States, such as the Mustang, may dry up entirely and lose their market in China, which of course means that since these are American-made vehicles, American jobs could be lost in the process.
Yeah.
That's just one of the things happening. One of the other curious things is that the Trump administration is getting ready to announce a rollback of corporate average fuel economy standards, which you may recall were going to go up rather sharply between now and 2025. Well, this is very telling. The reality is that they really have no support from the auto industry. All but a few small automakers have said the rollback that the Trump administration is planning is too aggressive. They don't want to roll it back. This is the industry saying they don't want to roll back fuel economy standards as much as the Trump administration is planning to do. And for a bunch of reasons, they also know that if they're likely to be caught up in court, that means that any rollback likely could be several years before we know if it's going to be approved by the courts. And the reality is, if President Trump is not reelected in 2020, any changes will be tossed out the window by a new Democratic president. So what they've done is a number of key automakers like Ford and VW have cut separate deals with the California regulators and Colorado regulators, basically accepting not quite as stiff rules, mandates, as were in place from the Obama administration, but still much stiffer than what the Trump administration is going to announce in just a matter of weeks. And that really bypasses the White House. It basically says, we're not going to work with the White House. We're going to work directly with California regulators, which gives you a big feeling. It gives you a big insight on how, in some cases, the Trump administration's rules are becoming either too costly or too irrelevant for the auto industry.
Yeah, no, it's something we're going to have to continue to watch. And another story, I know you've spent some time in California recently, but the price of gas has been quite high, especially in the West Coast in California. But we're slowly seeing a ramping down of gasoline prices. And it's my understanding that this fall we'll be treated to a little bit more affordable gasoline.
Yeah, of course, we never know from week to week to week what could happen. With all the craziness that's going on down in Washington, no matter which side of the aisle you support, one of the dangerous things is that there are a number of uncertainties that could lead to big problems and could, in fact, cut supplies of gas and raise fuel prices in the process. The good news is right now, it started to look, according to the experts, like we could see a full 25 cents a gallon drop over the next couple months on average across the United States. That's going to be great news for consumers. And by the way, Bob, you want to guess the highest price I paid for gasoline driving that Bentley from Los Angeles to Pebble Beach last week?
Oh, boy. Paul, I got to believe it was probably like 4 1/4, something like that.
There was a gas station on the very far end, very south end of Big Sur, just before you got into those wonderful oceanside turns, those hills and valleys.
Yeah,
I paid $5.69 a gallon for premium unleaded.
Wow, that's a significant amount, to say the least. And California has really been getting the brunt of that. That's what I hear. But we should remind folks, Paul, too, that the DetroitBureau.com, the website, in recent times has undergone some renovations, and it's looking great and seems to be working a little bit more intuitively, and you've done a great job with this redesign.
Well, thanks. I have to give credit to Mark Davidson, who is my chief tech guy, and Michael Strong, who worked with him very closely on the redesign. And, yeah, we've completely redesigned the site top to bottom. And one of the things you'll find is if you use mobile rather than a desktop, you're going to find it incredibly easy to access everything on the site. We're getting raves, and I have to say I'm very happy about that. The new design just seems to be simpler, as you said, intuitive, very, very easy to operate. And, of course, as always, it still delivers the same mix of spy shots and features and news and buying tips and photos and everything else anybody who's interested in autos and the auto business would want.
Absolutely, not to mention all the wonderful updates and newsletters that you provide 100% free. Tell folks about that.
Well, absolutely. The site, of course, is free. You can register. You can subscribe to our newsletters. We have an RSS feed, a Twitter feed, and a regular email feed. You can get a story alert every time we publish a story, or daily, or weekly, or monthly. And as with the site itself, everything is absolutely free. And by the way, Bobby, I know we're running out of time. I just want to bring up a little bit of a, call it a moment of silence, but a remembrance, if you'll allow me. Somebody we lost this past week, and who was a very special person. I think you may have had him on your show over the years. We lost Jim Dunn, the world's number one spy photographer.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I wasn't aware. Yeah, that's definitely a loss.
Yeah, Jim Dunn was perhaps the first person to really turn the art of automotive spy photography into a real profession. I would guarantee that if any of your listeners read magazines like, well, our site, thedetroitbureau.com, Car and Driver, Automobile, Road and Track, Pop Mechanics, and I can go on and on and on, you have undoubtedly seen one of the great, great, great spy shots that Jim Dunn did over more than a half century career. He passed away somewhat unexpectedly. He had a relatively short bout with cancer. Jim was in remarkable health. As recently as last December, was still playing pretty competitive tennis at the age of 87. He was one of those guys you never thought would go. And so thanks for giving me a chance to remind folks about this great man and the loss we had this week.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that, Paul. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. Thank you, Paul, for joining us. We'll get you on for a longer stay soon.
Good, Bob.
Great. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, Amsoil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and Amsoil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.